In Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, I'm going to read from the verse 1, really a couple of parables that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about. So, Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversity. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake his parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. The two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican is standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Amen. We pray indeed the Lord will bless the reading of his word, even to all of our hearts. Well, I want to turn in God's word to Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. The Gospel of Luke in chapter 18. My text tonight can be found at the very commencement of verse 14. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ about this publican. He says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. He went down to his own house justified. I want to look at this tonight. We pray indeed that God will bless us around the word of the Lord. Let's pray together. I want you to pray that God has a blessing to your own heart, and that the Lord will speak to the hearts of any who's unconverted in the meeting, and that they'll be brought to the Lord Jesus tonight. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for even the singing of the hymns. What a wonderful thing it is to sing of that day that it was down at the feet of Jesus. Oh, the happy, happy day. And my soul found peace in believing. And Lord, my sins were washed away. And we thank you we're standing on Christ and him alone for salvation. And I pray you be with us tonight around the word of God. I pray you speak to any who's unconverted. That even, Lord, that they may be brought to the Lord Jesus, to be saved, to be washed from their sin, and to receive everlasting life. Bless our time together and help us now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. He went down to his own house justified. The words of our text tonight are found in a parable that was spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ. He told about two men going to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and we know from the scriptures they were very self-righteous and very religious people. You can look over in Philippians chapter 3, verse 4 to 6, the Apostle Paul, he's casting his mind back and he's telling how he used to live. And he says that he was a Pharisee. He was full, listen, he was full of self-righteousness. One particular man said about a Pharisee, and he was speaking about a rabbi. The rabbi said, if there are only two righteous men in the world, I and my son are these two. And if there's only one, he says, I am he. And that was the opinion this particular rabbi had of himself. If there's only one righteous man in the world, he says, well, I'm that man. You listen, full of self-righteousness. There are people tonight across our province, and they're full of self-righteousness. They're trying to work their way to heaven. They said, well, it's my deeds, it's my religion, it's my works. I will get to heaven. I belong to a particular church for a number of years. Well, and I've served faithfully in that church, and I'm going to heaven. Listen, they're full of self-righteousness. And our free church, there are people. And they're filled with self-righteousness. Because they've sat in the pews for years. Listened to sermons for years. Dear friends, sang the hymns for years. But not saved. Well, the other man was a publican, now a tax collector, that is, of course. A very ungodly man, as we will see. The Lord Jesus tells us about these two men, listen, going into the temple. They came up to the temple to pray. Both of them, whether they came together, I am not sure who was in the temple first. The Bible does not tell us. But the two men came to the temple. And the Lord Jesus tells us also, not only they're coming to the temple, but they're praying in the temple. Both of them prayed. But in the end, he tells us about both the men leaving the temple. Especially the publican. How he went home. And the Lord Jesus Christ tells us about this publican that he left. Listen, he left the temple and he went home justified. He went down to his own house, saved. That's how he went home. I want to ask you tonight, how will you leave this meeting? How will you leave it? Oh, you've come to it. Maybe you said, well, I've come to this meeting. My family has brought me. My mother has brought me. My father has brought me. And only for that I wouldn't be here at all. And so you've come to this meeting, whatever reason it is. And you're in the meeting and we've been half singing the gospel hymns tonight. But friends, how will you leave this meeting? How will you go home? How will you go home? From this meeting tonight, in God's presence, listen to the word of God and hearing the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the Lord Jesus is telling us about this man. Listen, he's telling us how he went home. He went home justified. This man went home justified by faith in Jesus Christ. So I want to say to you tonight, how is it? This is how he went home. How is it that the Lord Jesus tells us this man went home justified, but the Pharisee who was up to his neck in religion, not a bit of it. He did not go home justified at all. No, he went home in his sins. He went home on his way to hell. Why was it this man that he went down to his house justified? Well, I want to give you three things about this man. And it's justification tonight. You see, first of all, this man, to go home justified, there was a stand that he had taken. The stand that he had taken. And we've read the passage. It tells us the two men came to the temple to pray. And it tells us in verse 13 about this particular man. Listen, a vile, ungodly man. He was a publican. It tells us he stood afar off. This man coming to the temple, he stood afar off. He got away by himself. Whatever area that was. He gets away from other people. He gets away from this Pharisee who was full of religion. He has shown his true position before God. He's away from God. He has sinned against God. And he's far away from the Lord. And he feels right down in the very depth of his heart that he has sinned against the Lord. The Pharisee, well, he was so different. But not this man. You can see him in the temple in the area standing afar off. He was showing his natural state before God. His sins was pressing in upon him. His lies, his stealing, his lusts were all pressing upon his heart, upon his mind. Dear friend, he would not have been proud of where he was standing. Listen, he would not have been proud of how he was standing. But he was ever going to be saved. He had to stand here. I want to say that. If he's ever going to be saved, he's got to stand in this place. He's away from God. And the Bible says in Isaiah 59 verse 2, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And there's something had come in between this man and God. Listen, it was his iniquities, it was his sins. And he stood afar off. And I said tonight to anyone in this meeting, are you away from God? Young person in the meeting, older person in the meeting tonight. Is this the place you're standing? Is this where you're standing tonight before the Lord? If you're ever going to be saved, I say it again, you must stand in this place. You must stand in this place. Man, are you honest? Do you say, Noel, I have wandered far away from God? Is this where the gospel finds you tonight in this meeting? You're away from God. And you're far away from God. And you're deep on the road of your sin. And you're on your way to hell tonight. Do you take this stand tonight? This man, this is where he was standing. If you're ever going to be justified, you're going to be saved, friends. You must stand here before God in this place. You see his actions in his stand as well. And there were a number of actions in this man's stand. You have his speech. Remember he said in verse 13, God be merciful to me. But notice the words, a sinner. In their original language, it's the sinner. He only sees himself. I have no doubt there were others, as we know, the Pharisee was, no doubt there were other people in the temple, but he's standing in this place. He's before a holy God. He has sinned against him. And he says, Lord, I'm the sinner. There's no other sinner here. Listen, I'm the worst sinner in this place. He has been honest, friend. He's taken this humble position before God. Lord, I'm the sinner. And before anybody can be justified, as I said, you must take the sinner's place before God. So why would you want to be justified if you don't take his place? That's why the Pharisee didn't take his place. He didn't see this at all in his heart or in his life. No, not a bit of it. No, the old publican, he was a sinner. He was vile. He was a liar. He was a great sinner, but not me. Dear friends, to be justified, we must stand here. The Bible is true to all of us. We think of the great text in the Bible in Romans and the chapter 3 and verse 10 as it is written. There is none righteous. Listen to these words. No, not one. No, not one. Not one person in the world apart from Jesus Christ who came into this world. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's true of everybody in this meeting. I say to you tonight, it is true of everybody outside the meeting. We have all sinned against the Lord. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. That's true of all people. And this man was saying before God, the sinner. This is the steps of his justification. He's standing. Listen, he's standing before God. He's been honest with the Lord. Lord, I'm the sinner. He's shown it in his actions here, in his speech. He shows it, listen, even in his very sight. In verse 13, it says here, and would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. He wouldn't even lift up his eyes. Listen, he was so overcome by the guilt and the shame of his sin. He was burdened down by his sin. He wouldn't lift up his head. No, not a bit of it. He's looking down. He's burdened. And if you could picture him standing here in the corner of this church, There he is. He's standing. He's burdened. He's looking right down. He wouldn't even lift up his head. Oh, dear friends, I say it to you. He was feeling his sin. He could hardly bear to look God in the face for what he had done. He sinned greatly. And in the presence of God, friends, he dropped his head. He dropped his head in shame at what he had said, what he had done. This is where he's standing. He was not proud of his sin or of his life. No, no, not one bit of it. He feels the guilt. He feels the shame. This is the stand he's taken. So we are tonight. Sinners, your heart troubled about your life, about your sin tonight. It's pressing in upon you. It's taking sleep from your eyes, the life you're living, far away from God, deep in sin. Maybe you're hiding your sin. Maybe you're committing secret sin that nobody knows about. But dear friends, it's pressing in upon you tonight, all converted in this meeting. This is the stand he's taken. And in his smiting too, in verse 13, it tells us here that he smote upon his breast. He's cross with himself. It's actually in the Greek in the continuous action. He's not just hitting his chest once. No, no. He keeps on banging his chest. He's cross with himself. Listen, he knows where all the problem lies. It lies in his heart. And he's standing and he's smiting. He's smiting his heart. He's a good theologian here. He knows. He knows, my friends, where the problem lies. It's in here. It's in my heart. And he's standing and he's looking down in the ground and he's smiting his heart. He smote upon his breast. You know, the Bible is very clear in this. It says in Jeremiah 17 verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And who can know it? Who can know it? I say to you tonight, to the congregation, are you not glad that people can't see your heart? Can't see your mind? Of course you are. I'm glad you can't see mine. That's what the problem is. It's an inward problem, friends. You're all converted tonight in this meeting. It's inward, the problem of sin within you tonight. Your wicked, wicked heart, you see. This is stand this man was taken before. Now we're looking at why he was justified. He was unholy. He was hurt by his sin. He was humble. He was going the way to hell. And he knew it. And so he's standing. There he is. Away from God. I did say, of course, the old Pharisee was so different. He had his held high. He boasted, I am not like other men. Of course, he was wrong in that. All men and women are the same. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the old Pharisee, he could not see his sin. No, no, he's standing there. He's boasting. He has his chest stuck out. His head is held high. He's not on the pathway to justification, of being saved. To go home justified. I want to say tonight to everyone in this meeting, here's a stand you must take as a great sinner before God. That's a stand I had to take. It's a stand everyone in this meeting has taken who's saved. Everyone. We've all come this way. Standing before God in our guilt, our shame, our sin, and lost without Christ. And so this was the stand he has taken. Do you admit it tonight that you are lost? Do you admit it tonight that you have sinned against God? That your heart is not right in the sight of God? Or do you stand like the Pharisee tonight, full of self-righteousness? All your righteousness, as the Bible says, are filthy rags. Before a holy God, to be justified, he stood here. And if I could only get you onto this path tonight, onto this spot before God, here's the first step he was taking. Guilty, lost, and sinful in the sight of a holy God. And so there was a stand that he had taken, this man. And then I want to say secondly about the supplication that he offered. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Listen, here's a man being justified. And the Lord Jesus is telling us as to show us how we can be justified. How we can leave this meeting. How you can go home saved. He's telling us. This man prayed. He cried for mercy. And you can see a few things in his supplication. Think about his fear. The very fact that he cries for mercy shows he believed God in his justice would punish sin and the sinner. For why else would he cry for mercy if he didn't need it? Here's a man believed, listen here tonight, in the wrath of God to come. He believed he was lost. He believed his sin would take him down towards hell. And he's crying. He's crying with all his heart unto God. God be merciful to me, a sinner. He stood before the Lord. And I say these words as a hell-deserving sinner. For that's what he was. That's what he deserved. So he feared. He feared God. He feared God's wrath. He feared God's punishment. Listen, he feared God's hell. He's crying for mercy. I mean, you read the Bible. The Bible tells us that God will punish sin. God will punish sinners. The wages of sin is death. I mean, you think of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells about his coming again. In Matthew 13, verse 41 and verse 42, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and of them which do iniquity, and cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Listen, these are the words of the Son of God. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us at the end of time about angels coming and taking the ungodly, the wicked, the sinners, and they're cast, listen, into a furnace of fire. Why is this? Because sin brings forth the wrath of God. It brings forth God's wrath. Here's a man believed us. He's crying. He's praying unto God. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He is crying for mercy. He believed God would punish his sin. I asked you tonight, do you fear God because of your sin? Do you fear the wrath of God to come? And if you don't fear it, you'll never get saved. Well, you never come. Why would you want to come to Christ? Why do you want to trust him, friends, if you don't see yourself lost and on your way to hell? You never want to come to Christ. You say, I have no call to come. But this man believed us. Remember, said to the thief on the cross, one thief said to the other, but the other answered and rebuked him, saying, doth thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Do you not fear God? And I say to you tonight in this meeting, because of the life you're living, because of sins that you've committed, do you not fear God? This man who was justified, he feared God. He feared him. So he's praying. And he's showing it in his prayer here, his fear. And then you think about his faith also here. In his prayer, the basis of his faith, he says, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Very simple lesson about his faith. He needed mercy, he needed forgiveness. And here's a simple truth. Only the Lord could do this for him. It was only God who could forgive him. It was only the Lord who could remove his transgressions. It was only God who could save his soul. This was his faith. He says, God, be merciful to me. He was not looking to himself. He was not looking to the temple. He was not looking to his works. No, not a bit of it. He was looking to the Lord. This was his faith. The Pharisee, he was looking to himself. Five times, you can read that yourself. He says, aye. He's caught up with himself. His focus, his faith is on himself. And the Lord Jesus even shows us that in verse 9, spake this parable unto them which trusted, listen, in themselves. And the Pharisee, he was trusting in himself, in his works, his deeds, his religion, his life. But this man was different, who went home justified. His faith was in the Lord. Remember, says in Mark 2, verse 7, the Lord Jesus Christ said, it was said of others about Christ, why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And that's true, friends. That was said by the enemies of Christ. But they said a wonderful truth. Who can forgive sins but God only? This was the basis of this man's faith in his prayer. I think about the blood in his faith. He says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The word merciful can mean atone or be propitious. And what it brings before us here, very simple, the doctrine of the blood. Maybe a little lamb was being offered here at this particular time when he was in the temple. He saw it being slain. He saw the blood being shed. It brought him to the cross at Calvary. He believed in the Son of God who would come and die upon the cross and shed his blood. And so he's crying, listen, he's crying for mercy through the blood. Lord, take away my sin because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cleanse me, wash me. Dear friends, in the blood of a lamb. This is the way he's praying. He's asking for mercy. He's asking for forgiveness. Through the blood. Now remember, as I said, he stands afar off from God. He leaves room for an advocate to stand between him and the Lord. And the one who stands in between God and man, listen, is only one person, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Only Christ. One mediator between God and man. The man Christ Jesus. There he is, standing between God and man. The Lord Jesus Christ. Who bled and died upon the cross. He made that great sacrifice for our sin in the shedding of his blood. There's no other way of being reconciled to God but only through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he's praying this way, friends. A cry for forgiveness through the blood. Through the blood. That's why tonight we've been singing in our opening hymn about the blood. Remember, it says in Hebrews chapter 9, in verse 22, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood, there's no remission. Isn't that tremendous? Without the blood, there's no remission. I ask you tonight, have you any blood in your faith, in your religion? Are you trying to get to heaven without the blood? You never make it. My friends, it's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no blood with this old Pharisee. He tells us what he is not. He's not like other men. He tells us what he does. Oh, he says, I fast twice a week, and what he gives, tithes. There's no blood. But here is a man on the steps to his justification. He's crying to God for mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. His eye is upon Christ. And Christ alone. Lord, I want you to forgive me. I want you to save me. I want you to take away my sin. And I say to you tonight, he's not leaving the temple. He's not leaving the temple until he gets this sorted out. He's not going home. He's not going back to his family until he gets right with God. And he doesn't care who hears him. And he doesn't care who sees him. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He's praying. It's his sin, my friends. It's his soul. He ain't going home. till this is sorted out. Not the way I'd love to be tonight in this meeting. There are people unsaved in this meeting. That you're saying, no, well, I ain't going home till I get this sorted out. I'm not going home. I'm not leaving the meeting. I'm not leaving the building. I know people are praying for me. I know people have preached to me. I know people have pleaded with me to come to Jesus Christ. Well, I ain't going home. I ain't going home till I get right with God. Wouldn't that be wonderful tonight in this meeting? And throughout our province. I ain't going home. This is the spirit he's in, friends. I ain't going home till I find Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? He says, God, be merciful to me. A wretch. I deserve to go to hell. I'm lost. To me, Lord, to me. Have mercy upon me. If you're ever going to return home justified, you need to get to this place, my friends. You need to get to this place with this Pharisee. Sorry, the public understanding. The fervency of his cry. You cannot fail to hear the tone. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Listen, he's crying with all his heart. With all his heart. The publican was all words and he had no heart. This man was all heart. All heart. God be merciful to me, a sinner. In Jeremiah 29, verse 13, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. I tell you, my tonight, friends, salvation is something in your heart. It's in here. You need to pray. You need to pray like this man. You need to come to this place that you see your loss and see that Christ loved you and he bled and died upon the cross. He's the only Savior. It's his blood that can wash away your sin. You need to come and trust him and put your faith and trust in the Lamb of God to take away your sin and wash you whiter than the snow. You need to put your faith in him. We're talking tonight about a man going home justified. Well, here it is. Here's the pathway. My dear friends, lost, but look into Jesus. Trusting Christ with all his heart to take away our sin. He was putting his faith on Christ. We were singing, on Christ, a solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Isn't that wonderful? That's where he's standing. Dear friends, that's where you must come to be saved, to trust Christ. The supplication he offered. Can I say last thing very quickly about the salvation that he was given? Because the Lord Jesus Christ tells about this man who said these words, who cried from the death of his heart, God be merciful to me, a sinner. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I tell you, the voice of authority, the voice of purity. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. That's what Christ said. The Lord Jesus Christ said, he went down to his house saved. He saved immediately. The moment he believed, he was justified, declared righteous in the sight of God because of Christ. All his sins were washed away. Every one of them was washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He now possessed everlasting life because he believed in Jesus Christ. He now had a peace that passed all understanding. He had now peace with God. In Romans 5, verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, friends, you can think about his pardon, his possession, his peace. Think about his pleasure. And here's the pleasure. The burden of his sin was taken away. The burden was gone. In a moment, the burden was taken from his heart. And he went down to his house justified. Think of that great hymn. O happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell his raptures all abroad. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Think about his peace, his pleasure. Think about his profession. And I say this, he went down to his house justified. Can you picture him going home? Can you picture this man? He was an ungodly wretch. Going home to his wee wife. Say he had a wife and family. The Lord doesn't tell us. But we put that into the parable here. He's going home. Coming to the door of his house. He walks in and they look around and there he is. He looks a different man altogether. He gathers a family around him. He said, I want to tell you what's happened to me today. And he starts to tell them about going to the temple, about seeing that old Pharisee who was praying about himself, who condemned him in his praying. And he says, I stood and I looked to Christ and I cried from the very depths of my heart, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And listen, he saved me. He washed me. He's changed me. He's given me everlasting life. He's telling it all at home. That what happened in the temple. Dear friends, he went down to his own house justified. He gathered the family around him and told them, I've just been saved. I don't remember going home myself. Been on the drink the night before. Went to see a minister. Got up early that morning. Drove through the snow to see him. And I came home that Saturday morning. And my mum, I told her I'd just been saved. And back to my house justified. And others, of course, have told the story. Think of Reverend Martin, who was your minister. And I remember him saying one time, when his dad got saved, came home from a meeting, he gathered the boys around him. And he told him, your dad's got saved. You see, he came home justified. Justified. So how you'll go home tonight in this meeting? When you go home, see a person. If you're unconverted in this meeting, I say to you, turn to Jesus Christ with all your heart. Trust him. Put your faith in Christ tonight, or it's too late. The devil's maybe saying to some young people, there's plenty of time to get right with God. Some other time you can come to him and trust him. Oh, dear friends, you know not what a day may bring forth. Come to him tonight. I want you to be like this man. He wasn't going home. I say it again. He was not going home till he got this matter settled. Till he knows his sins are forgiven and he's saved. And I hope you're that spirit tonight. Says, Noel, I ain't going home. I wait, be willing, and others be willing here to speak to you tonight. If you need our help, speak to us. I trust you'll say, I'm not going home until this matter is settled tonight in this meeting. The devil says, get out and get away from this place. The devil wants you to lose your soul and go to hell. Friends, come to Christ. Come tonight and trust him with all your heart. And you'll go home and gather your family around you. I want to tell you what happened tonight. Maybe there's a mother sitting tonight at home for you, young person, a father. You're wayward, you're in the world. How delighted I'd love to hear you coming in through the door tonight and saying, I've got saved. Oh, come to Christ. If I can help you, then speak to us. I pray God has blessed his word to all of our hearts. Let's just close in a wee word of prayer. Let's all pray. Our loving eternal Father in heaven, we thank you for been with us, and we pray that, Lord, in our gospel preaching tonight, you would apply it to hearts. We think of those outside of Christ, that they might be saved. That, Lord, you will call them by grace to thyself. I pray that it be like this man we've been thinking about, this publican, Lord. He wasn't going home until he settled this matter. Well, thank you, he settled it by looking to Christ, and he went away home to tell the wondrous story of how he was saved. Lord, let it be so here tonight, in this church, in this congregation. Yeah, Lord, throughout our whole land, come and visit us with thy mercy. Take us our separate ways now, and to our homes in safety, I pray, in Jesus' great name. Amen. Thank you.